Well, today in our gospel passage, we hear Jesus speaking about the kingdom of God in parables. A really brief description of the kingdom of God is God's reigning on earth in our hearts. But that doesn't fully do it justice. Every time we pray the Our Father, thy kingdom come, the expansion of God's kingdom is one of the first things that we ask for. To better explain what the kingdom of God is, Jesus first uses the parable of the growing seed. The man scatters the seed, and the seed should sprout and grow, he knows not how. The growth of the kingdom of God isn't this neat and tidy process that someone can follow to bring about growth. We don't get recipe cards with precise steps. It involves God. It can't be done without God, the same way that a farmer can't farm without the soil, the sun, and the rain contributing to the growth. All of those are things outside of the farmer's control. This is something that made perfect sense to the people of Jesus' time. So many of the people were farmers, or at least had some sort of experience in farms. They all knew where their food came from, so to speak. The same could be said for most of us here today, seeing as we're fortunate enough to live in the Central Valley. However, most people in our society today don't have the experience that the parable requires. Thinking it through from their perspective, they may try to take a modern spin on this parable and think of something that we all buy in the store, like a loaf of bread, and then think of all the things that had to be done for the bread to get to us. There are many things in its production that are outside of the control of the bakers, that even the farmers. Every time we eat a meal, we have a lot of people to be thankful for. But outside of those people, there were so many points where no one was involved. Points where it was growing in the earth, where it was only God working to make what eventually became our food. Now, that may sound all well and good if the only point of the parable was to show that the kingdom of God can't grow or develop without God. But it misses one of the key aspects of that parable. The parable we get from Jesus isn't about people consuming the kingdom of God. It's about people growing the kingdom of God. There's a sense of action and creation to this. While the other, more modern parable is all about consumption, it doesn't look at the kingdom as something we have an active role in. We receive it and we're thankful for it, but it ends with us. And that's wrong. When we look at our faith and when we look at our relationship with God, as much as people do in society today, we can't see ourselves as consumers. It turns God into a commodity. We can't pass the buck and expect other people to be the active ones in working for and bringing about the kingdom of God. That's not what Jesus is suggesting at all, quite the opposite. And I think that's part of the reason he spoke about farmers. When it comes to the kingdom of God, the growth and spread of the kingdom in our lives, we can't see ourselves as the one that it stops with, as the ones all this work and progress ends in. And unfortunately, that's an underlying assumption in so much of American Christianity. People go church shopping. People often look for the church that makes them comfortable. And there are churches that look more like theaters than they do places of worship, where it's all about receiving the message rather than also reciprocating that message and giving God praise. You know, the times I've been in those churches, I feel like I need to get up and ask where the popcorn stand is. It feels more like a theater than a church. And that's all because Christianity isn't supposed to be like that at all. It's part of who we as Americans are, to have a consumer mentality. But if we take that wholesale into our faith, then it means the message and the kingdom will die with us. Nowhere do Jesus or any of his disciples advocate that mindset. What we need to do instead from this parable is to see ourselves as the planters of the kingdom. That doesn't mean we do all the work. That much is clear from the parable. But it doesn't mean that we let God do all the work either. The farmers that I know, they rely on nature, on the things that only God can provide. But they are incredibly intentional and conscientious in their work. Farmers have everything that they can planned out. They wake up early in the morning for their jobs, and they go to bed late. It's a tough job, but they know it'll be worth it. It should be the same thing with each of us and the spread of the kingdom of God in our lives. We don't all need to work in ministry, but there are countless moments in our days when each of us can share the kingdom of God. The lunch with a colleague, when we can ask if they'd like to pray before we begin. The friend who's struggling with health or some other suffering in their life that we can pray for. And we can even share a Christian understanding of suffering like we heard last week in the sermon. The stranger who's having a bad day that could use someone doing something nice for them to remind them that as frustrating as things can get, God still loves them. It's not about only sharing the gospel in word or only sharing it in good deeds we do. It's both. And it's doing it intentionally, trying to live our lives looking and hoping for ways that we can share God's love, looking for opportunities to spread the kingdom of God. As we go about the rest of our weeks keeping our eyes open, I'm sure each of us could find lots of these moments, times where we can plant the seed of the kingdom. And one of the good things about the parable of the growing seed is that it reminds us we're never doing these things alone. God sees them. God appreciates them. And God will work with us to spread the kingdom. It could be frustrating when you're doing something and it feels like you're the only one doing it, like you're alone. But this parable reminds us that when we spread the kingdom, we never do it alone. If you want to feel God's presence more in your life, then work with him. Engage with this planting of the kingdom with him. Then, to build on that parable, Jesus tells us the parable of the mustard seed. Mustard seeds are tiny, less than a tenth of an inch, but they can produce huge plants, up to 9 feet tall. And when we plant the seeds of the kingdom in our lives, think of how great of a growth God can bring about. You could see this just in the history of the church itself. Jesus was born and lived in a time where there was an oppressive Roman Empire in control of the entire Mediterranean and much of Europe. There was widespread slavery, torture, even child abandonment. And in 300 years, the church had begun to dominate Roman society, and those practices were on the way out. In those 300 years, all of those seeds added up to a forest of plants that no one could ignore. Today, there are Christians in just about every country around the world, and these parables about the kingdom of God give hope to all kinds of Christians experiencing persecution. And this should give us hope too. What we need today is for the church to go on the offensive in society, not in the sense of seeking political power or the passing of certain laws. That's what we'd do if we were going after a worldly kingdom. What we need to do is go on the offensive in terms of boldly living Christian lives, of loving God, our neighbors, and sharing the good news of Christ's death and resurrection with people. Planting the seeds of the kingdom, Not trying to win over institutions, but trying to win over hearts. And when we do meet resistance and pushback, as tough as it may be, it needs to be met with not anger or hate, but love. We can do so knowing that God will be with us and that God will follow after us to finish and further all the work that we've done. So as we continue our service and as you go to Bible studies or other groups like that later in this week, don't see what we do here as a service that's being provided, but rather as us being equipped to engage in our own service. Don't evaluate any of this on whether or not you were fed. Ask how you can use this to feed others. And when you hear those words at the end of the service today, let us go forth in the name of Christ. Remember that it's not just a dismissal. It's a reminder that we all need to get planting. Amen.